This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Are you mad?
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday podcast
from Joy 94.9.
Really excited about an interview that we did in the week, wasn't
yes,
it?
Yes, yes, it was.
Because a lot of you would be familiar with, a performer called Panty Bliss.
Well, what if you're not, why wouldn't you be?
Well, exactly. And Panty Bliss is making her way over in January from Ireland. And so we got at Brighton early.
Very. I don't think either of us have ever been in the studio that
no,
early.
No, to do a
It was 11 in the
call from Dublin, where we spoke to Panty earlier, over to do a show called Riot.
Yes.
But obviously it was just the day after the result last Wednesday. So this was done on a Thursday morning last week. We wanted to be honest. We don't like pretending that we're, you know, doing it live if we're not.
This is true.
But we shall now go to the interview. Ready, Dylan? You know
I'm
what
ready.
Buttons to press?
I do.
All right. All right. We've got, we're ready for our next guest, aren't we, Dean?
Yes, we are.
And now this is all the way from Dublin, and we are very, very excited to welcome the one and only Panty Bliss. My darling, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me, Melbourne?
We can.
Not only that, we are very, very much ready for your impending visit. I believe you're over in January for a little visit with us.
And now, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe Melbourne is February.
I think it begins at the end of January and then runs into Feb, yeah. Anyway, I know you're here in the new year.
I am going to trust you two because I'm very untrustworthy myself.
It literally starts on the last day of January, so we get you for 2 months in February.
Okay.
You're moving here. That's what's happening.
Yeah.
Well, we're going back to the Melbourne Arts Centre, which is one of my favourite venues in the whole world to perform in. I love it there.
Yeah, well, we were there last time when you did your show and absolutely loved it. And you stormed Melbourne. I mean, if we're honest, you stormed Australia. But we are thrilled that you're back with this show called Riot. Now, I guess the easiest question for me is to ask what Riot is all about.
I can tell you what it's about, but it's a little hard to describe.
Yes.
Terribly. And it is, it's about the state of the world and changing the world and revolution and all that stuff. But there's also a lot of Farrah Fawcett and glitter and all this stuff. And the problem is describing what it's actually like, because it is hard to describe, because it kind of based in theater, but it also has a lot of circus, cabaret, live music, there's all these other elements thrown in on top of that. So it's the kind of show where every 5 minutes is different, kind of like a variety show might be in some ways.
Yep.
But there's a large cast, there are large ensemble parts where everybody's together. And, you know, 1 minute you might be, you know, screaming these sort of, funny stuff, and then this sort of weird, you know, brilliant dancing part, and then you might be like a super hot guy doing a street.
Oh, we love that when we get the super hot
we're
guy.
There, we're there.
And then the next minute something happens that has you, you know, punches you in the gut, and it's super serious for a minute.
Oh, well,
and
you know what I love? If it's based on the state,
roller coaster like that.
If it's based on the state of the world, you've got a hell of a lot of material right now to play with, haven't you?
Yes. Well, it's one of the things that, you know, we wrote it originally last year, put it together last year, because it was 100 years since Ireland's, you know, revolution for independence and all that.
Yep.
So it was kind of seen through that lens, but actually, of course, it's universal. And the longer the Trumpery and the Brexitery and all that goes on, the more relevant our glitter-covered, nutty, stupid show appears.
Yeah, exactly right. Now, you would well know that Melbourne and Australia have just gone through a huge, well, what we believe to be a bit of a revolution, with the yes vote coming in with a resounding result.
This is the first time hearing about this. Of course I know, yes. Yes, I've been following it very closely.
Yes.
Now, for years it feels like I've been following it.
It really does, doesn't it? And I know that you were heavily involved in the Irish referendum as well. I mean, what are your thoughts on Australia now that the yes votes come through?
Well, here is my you know, wisdom that I'm going to impart to you. It was a weird thing for us to be looking at it from Ireland, because of course, you know, now, you know, we're the only two countries in the world that have, you know, gone to the, you know, the general populace and gotten them to vote on it.
Yeah.
And so we, you know, and we went through it just 2-3 years ago, or whatever. And so watching it was kind of painful from here, because I understood exactly how annoying and difficult and what a pain in the ass and sometimes upsetting and all of that, that the whole debate gets, and how, you know, you just get so tired of it all, you know? So I really felt for you guys. But the other day, you know, a lot of Irish people, we all turned on our YouTube and we watched the live feed of ABC to see the results coming in. And, you know, of course, for us, it was 11 p.m. at night. And then, and once I saw the yes vote, I, you know, of course, I was thrilled and delighted with
yes.
That. But here's the good news. Because after our vote, a couple of things happened that I wasn't expecting, I hadn't anticipated, and they're actually good things. You know, now, I don't think we should have had to have a big vote like that. I don't think you should have had to.
Mm-hmm.
And people shouldn't have to be voting on the rights of minorities and so on. But if you are forced into doing it that way, like we were and you were, and then you get the result you wanted, here's the good news. Since that vote, the Irish queer community feels so confident and secure in its place in Irish society.
Yes.
In a way that we didn't before.
Yeah.
Now, and the reason that is because we know now, quantifiably, to a percentage point, just like you do,
yeah.
But everybody else thinks about it.
Yes.
And it turns out, of course, that most of them are totally fine with us.
Yeah.
And, you know, and that, you know, before our vote, I guess that might have been true, and I hoped that was true. I suspected it was true, but I didn't know it.
That's right.
And now you know it.
Yeah.
It has had a dramatic effect on the gay community, our sort of confidence level and all that. You know, and for example, you see gay couples holding hands in the streets of Dublin now, just in a way, all the time, in a way that you just never did before.
Right.
And the other thing is that in other countries that did it through legislation, like, you know, for example, France, they've had marriage equality for a good number of years, longer than we have and all that. And yet, in France, it is still a live issue. They still argue about it. They still have demonstrations, you know, anti-gay demonstrations and all that. And if, you know, a right-wing government came in France, you know, next year, they could change it overnight. They
yes.
could change the law again. But in Ireland, that will never happen.
Right.
Because here, it's a finished conversation. It's a done conversation. You know, we argue about it like you did for months and months and months on end, and then the whole country votes. And
exactly.
even now, you know, the people who are super no's and, you know, campaigning for no, even they would agree, yeah, it's finished, it's over, there's no point ever talking about it again, because it's decided. And it doesn't matter what the government comes in, nobody's ever going to roll back on it
no.
because of the way
no.
they did it.
You're yeah. exactly right.
So those two things combined have really sort of transformed how Irish queers sort of feel about our
yes.
place, you know, in Ireland and our home and all that.
Well, as you
and
would well know,
really good things that come out of a bad, you know,
yeah, yeah. An exhausting journey, but well worth it, I guess, as you've just pointed out in the end, really, because you're right. I totally agree with that. And all we had to go on often was very loud, negative politicians giving us their views, which we then thought yeah. maybe everyone else was believing as well. And as you've now pointed out quite rightly, no, that's not right. And we have the backing
well,
the Australian people.
The other thing is, so that's some good news for you queers there.
Mm-hmm.
But here's some good news for, you know, any no people who might have accidentally stumbled onto your bandwidth here. that I'm here in Dublin. It is, what, nearly 3 years since, you know, our vote. And I am looking out my window and across the city here, and the sky is still up there.
Yes.
Kids are still going to school.
Yeah.
The sun comes up and goes down. And the kids are learning the same stuff in school as they always did. You know, nothing has changed.
No.
My straight friends' marriages have not been affected in any way. Nothing has changed. In a way, we've just like rolled on boringly as we always have. The only difference is how, you know, queer people feel about themselves.
That's
and
right.
The country
yeah.
and yeah, and you know, our vote was almost to a percentage point the same as yours. We were 63, I think, and you were 62. So you're basically the same, and I am so confident that if we had to rerun it tomorrow, the vote would be much higher.
Even more, yeah.
Because some people voted no you know, because they were kind of on the fence, and then they heard somebody say something crazy on the radio about children or whatever, and they just got a little fear about it.
That's right. Or maybe the unknown. Just, you
know, yes, the unknown, and it's hard to vote change things. You know, easier to say, I will just keep things the way they are, cause, you know, I know what that is. But now, everybody knows what the new thing is.
Yes.
And I am so sure if we re-ran tomorrow, the vote would be, you know, 90%.
Well, exactly right. And I am, what I'm excited about is the fact that you're coming back. We get a voice, a seasoned voice like yours over in Australia yet
again.
Are you
calling me old?
I most definitely am. And I can't wait for your wise words when we get to see you live. We are very excited about Riot. I think we would have been thrilled yet again to have you standing on the stage just on your own. But we've got more than that on the way. Which
I'm
is
supposed to be
thrilling.
Coming back with a big bunch of people. It's just really fun. It's a brilliant fun show and it's fun one to be in and and all the other performers, they're all so brilliant in their own field. So it's just really great and fun.
Well,
it's
I looked at the Lords of Strut are on their way with Hugh and I think was it Ronan Brady and lots of other
Ronan
names.
Ronan Brady is the hot one, the hot footballer guy.
Yeah, I know, that's why I did focus in on that, I've got to be honest.
The footballer who turned to the circus and everyone's just like their mouths drop out. And go, oh, okay. Well, we want to.
Yeah, I've always liked the ball sports. We are ready for you, my darling. And the dates are 31 of January to the 9th of February. It is obviously on at Arts Centre Melbourne, one of Melbourne's finest venues. And you can get your tickets at artscentremelbourne.com.au. But we'll see you live and in the studio when you're over, I believe.
Absolutely.
And that we'll enjoy even more.
I hope so. Yes.
Good on you, my love.
Thanks, Panty.
You've been listening to another Mad Wednesday podcast, driving you home every Wednesday afternoon from 4.
Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.